Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, number 4. Today we're reading chapter 4 of the novel, And Family Drama Just Won't Stop, by Daniel White III with Marika White. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. Proverbs 21:23. The ladies of the church were busy cleaning up and getting everything ready for Sunday's fellowship dinner. It was to be a big day. Two other churches were invited to partake in welcoming the new assistant pastor and his family. Sister Mills and Sister Betty were wiping down the tables in the fellowship hall. "Have you met the assistant yet?" Sister Mills asked. "Nope, but my granddaughter met the family on yesterday evening. She says they is a lovely family." Sister Betty picked up a bit of paper off the floor. "We go through assistant pastors so fast. This is the second one this year." Sister Mills shook her head. "I've seen them come and I've seen them go." "Well, not too many people can work under Pastor Richardson. He's a tough man to work for," Sister Betty said. "Uh-huh," nodded Sister Mills. "It also takes a special woman to live with a man like that. My hat goes off to Sister Richardson." "Well, I hope this one lasts a while, if Stacy Wilmington don't run them off with her fast-moving self." Sister Betty moved in closer to Sister Mills. "Now what you talking about?" Sister Mills stood upright, squinting her eyes. She loved to hear a good piece of gossip and made it her duty to fix things after they were broken. Sister Betty took a few steps closer to Sister Mills and lowered her voice to almost a whisper. "My granddaughter told me Miss Stacy was falling all over herself to meet the youngest son." "No, you don't say," Sister Mills said. "Uh-huh. She said if it was not for that Monica girl, she would have embarrassed herself." "What you mean by that?" Sister Mills asked. Sister Betty raised a finger across her lips. "Yes, honey, 'cause he was trying his best to get away from her." Sister Mills's eyes opened a little wider as her mouth gaped. Shaking her head from side to side, she added, "That child has no training at all. She's always looking at the young boys here. What is it with the young girls today?" "You must not know what I know," Sister Betty raised her eyebrows, encouraging Sister Mills to go on. "Her parents don't have time to train her. They is too busy fussing at each other." "How you know that?" Sister Betty's squinting eyes spurred her on. "I knows these things. I been around. About 3 or 4 Sundays back, she had on a blouse that reached up to her neck, and on top of that she had on a scarf, and sometimes her and her husband don't sit together." The two ladies moved into the walk-in storage closet to get the burgundy tablecloths out. "Now, sister, you is going too far," said Sister Betty with a half smile. "The truth is the truth. I calls myself sometime last year, when they just joined the church, paying my respects to them. When I got to the door and got ready to ring the doorbell, I swear I heard shouting coming from the inside of their house, and it wasn't the television either. I was wondering what to do. Curiosity got the better of me, and I rang the doorbell like crazy." "Go on, sister," Sister Betty said with a wave of her hands, "'cause these kinds need a lot of praying for." "Well, old Joe Blow Wilmington burst the door open. After telling him who I was, I asked for his wife. That liar told me she was very busy, so I excused myself and went on home. I've been watching for them every Sunday, as I watch every couple in this here church." "Yes, ma'am." Hearing footsteps coming down the stairs, both ladies hurried out the storage closet and started putting the tablecloths on the tables. "These sure are some pretty tablecloths. What the young folks say? Exquisite." Sister Betty passed a quick wink in Sister Mills's direction. "They sure are." Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Then 2, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 8:9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So with these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you. Until next time.